group of the Fantastics and are called
Emma,
Franci,
Ele,
Jack
and Nico.
We come from UIS and we're in third grade. We invented the story of the silent book, The Refound Flower, written by Geogor and published by Topi Pittori.
The Refound Flower. A beautiful sunny spring day, three friends called Nicola, Amy and Rocky decided to go on a trip to a treehouse. While Amy was swinging on the swing happily, she heard something and shouted,
"Guys, I just heard a strange sound coming from the trunk of the tree."
When the dust settled, the children found themselves in the grass next to the fallen tree and were heartbroken for the old tree and for their little treehouse. They ran sadly, crying away from the tree. At a certain point, Rocky exclaimed,
"Look, a house! Let's go and see!"
Making their way through the briars, finally they arrived at a spooky house that was falling apart. They peeked in the window and saw a lot of strange, scary paintings hanging all over the walls. Only one was beautiful and cheerful. It was a painting of a special flower. It was orange and it was wonderful.
"Who's there? What's that?"
shouted Mr. Grumpyman, the owner of the scary, spooky house. It was he who a bit earlier had chopped the tree down and had destroyed their beautiful little house. The scared little children ran away. When they arrived at the village in Rocky's neighbor's garden, they suddenly noticed the same flowers in the painting, so they knocked at the door, full of curiosity. The lady gave them precious seeds of the flower from the garden inside a glass flask and said,
"Here you go. Go and plant them in the briars."
They waited a few days and the flowers bloomed more orange and more brilliant than ever. Mr. Grumpyman noticed the flowers and immediately decided to cut them. But because Nicola tripped him, he fell right with his nose on those smooth and perfumed petals. The children then went to hide so he could not find them. Suddenly a magic started. Thanks to the wonderful smell, Mr. Grumpyman turned into Mr. Goodmood. The children were impressed by the quick change, and after having observed him while he was dancing happily among and hugging the long stems, they thought,
"Now there is no danger, we can get out!"
And they abandoned their hiding spot. In this way, they started happily dancing in a circle all together. Mr. Goodmood took out his car and said to Rocky, Nicola and Amy,
"Come with me to buy new plants."
They bought baby trees that will become long, tall and shrunk oak trees, round and red tomato plants, seeds for turnips and onions that they planted and watered all together. At the end, the men's garden went back to being green and cheerful. The orange flowers were blooming everywhere and the children felt proud of the work they had done. Mr. Goodmood also built three new tree houses, one for each. Nobody ever knew why the man was so bad, but thanks to the children and those magic flowers, the life of the man changed forever.
The end. Written by the Fantastic Five.